Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is May Ping An. I want to share a message that I share with the young adults not so long ago. 我要跟大家分享的这个信息呢，是之前我跟这些执青们分享的，就是怎么样领受到上一代的恩膏。 How do we inherit the anointing from the last generation? We want to look into the story of Elijah and Elisha. In 2 Kings 2, verse 1 to 2, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha was on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." 耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚以以利沙从基甲前往。以利亚对以利沙说：“耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。”以利沙说：“我只做永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。”于是两人下到伯特利。
Okay, in order for us to receive the anointing or inherit the anointing from the last generation, we got to stay close to them. 所以要承受呢上一代留下的这个恩膏呢，我们要跟他们呢是很密的关系的。In this story, you know, the sons of the prophets, they also know what's going to happen to Elijah. God is going to take him up. But because Elijah is not their master, that means they have a different streams of flow, anointing, and that's why they're not close to Elijah. They cannot drink from the anointing of Elijah. 所以在这个故事里面呢，我们知道这个众先知之子。 他们也很清楚知道要发生的事情，上帝要把以利亚接上天上去。可是以利亚并不是他们的主人，以利沙是服侍以利亚的，以利沙是他的主人，就是以利亚。可是众先知呢，之子呢，他们是有另外的这个预言的源头来。 来领受的，所以他们就不能够领受到以利亚所要传递的这个恩膏。第二节，第三节 ，the prophet of the company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elisha replied. "So be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." 他们就往伯特利的先知门徒出来见以利沙，对他说：“耶和华今日要接你的师父离开你，你知道不知道？”他说：“我知道。” 你们不要作声，以利亚对以利沙说：“耶和华差我往耶利哥去，你可以在这里等候。”以利沙说：“我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。”于是二人就往耶利哥去。所以你看，以利沙呢，他要跟随以利亚，紧紧的跟随。 他不要这些众先知之子讲太多话骚扰他，使到他没有集中这个注意力在以利亚的身上。So Elisha, he wants to silence the voice of the sons of the prophets. Even though they are the sons of the prophets, they are some very spiritual people. But when God is leading you, God is speaking to you, you know, sometimes they can say words that distract you, that causes you to go a different direction and so on. So Elisha
was determined to be so focused in following Elijah that he asked them to be silenced and be quiet. And then to verse 6, then Elijah said to him, "Stay here. The Lord sent me to the Jordan." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan.
以利亚对以利沙说：“耶和华差遣我往约旦河去，你可以在这里等候。”以利沙说：“我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。”于是二人一同前往。有先知门徒弃了五十人，远远地站在他们的对面。二人在约旦河边站着。
So here we have the sons of the prophets. There are 50 of them. But they are just contented to watch. They are just contented to stand at a distance rather than pressing in, wanting to have a share of the anointing. 所以这些众先知之子呢，五十个呢，他们只是满足在那里观看，他们站在一个远的距离，而不是紧紧的迫切的要跟随以利亚。 所以我们知道呢，这些人呢，他们呢没有领受到这个恩膏。可是以利沙呢，他决定不要以利亚把这个恩膏呢带到天上去，他要承受这个恩膏，而且是双重的恩膏。So
Elisha was determined to not allow Elijah to take the anointing back to heaven. And he is determined to follow closely so that he can receive a double portion of that anointing. So we know that if we don't receive the anointing from the last generation, first they can take their anointing back to heaven in the case of Elijah. In the case of Elisha, when he died, the anointing was buried in the grave. So much so that when someone falls into that grave, they were resurrected again. So can you see? The anointing was so strong and so powerful, but it wasn't inherited by anyone. It was taken to the grave. 所以我们看见呢，这个恩膏呢，如果我们没有抓紧它，没有要去领受它呢，它可以被带到天上去，或者呢，它可以 跟随这个先知呢，被埋在泥土里面。我们知道，以利沙呢，他是把这个恩膏原本要带上天上呢，可是以利沙不让他。可是以利沙死的时候，他那种双重的恩膏却没有传递到给任何人，或许这些先知之子没有像他那种聚集迫切的这种态度，所以呢，舍弃了。 所以当以利沙被埋的时候呢，那个恩膏呢就跟他一起埋在地上。所以有一次呢，当一个人呢，他的尸体掉进这个坑里，他埋所埋的地方呢，这个尸体呢就呼化起来了。所以你可以看那种很强的恩膏呢，很可惜的就埋在泥土里了，就被带走了，而没有被承受起来了。And
then we see that Elisha, he didn't want the same old thing. He said, "I want a double portion of your anointing." So Elisha 呢，他并不是要只是领受同样的，他要领受双重的恩膏。我们看第八节 2 Kings 2:8. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I'm taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit." Elijah replied, "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet, if you see me when I'm taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." 所以以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来用以打水，水就左右分开，二人走干地而过。过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说，我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么，只管求我。以利沙说，感动愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。以利亚说，你所求的是难得，虽然如此，我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我就必得着，不然必得不着了。 So Elisha did not just want to receive the same anointing, he is desiring to receive the double portion of the spirit of the anointing that was on the prophet Elijah. 所以我们看见呢，这个以利亚呢，他呢真正很迫切的渴慕寻求呢，要从以利沙渴慕呢，要从以利亚的身上呢领受到这个双倍的恩膏。But we know that you can do everything you want. At the end, God's hand is upon it. 所以我们可以尽我们的能力渴慕追求要得着这个上一代所留下来的这个恩膏，可是最终是神决定的。所以以利亚对以利沙说，如果呢你看着我离开，那么呢你就可以领受到这个双重的恩膏了。如果你看不到的话呢，那么就不能领受到。 So Elijah said to Elisha, if you see me taken up into heaven, then you will receive the double portion of the anointing. Otherwise, you will not receive. So there is still an element of the God factor involved in this. So Elisha was really hungry and desire, and God satisfied his desire and grant him this request. Okay, but God could have covered his eyes and he could have missed, you know, Elijah being taken up to heaven. 所以以利沙呢，他做了他所能够做的，可是上帝可以把手遮住他的眼睛，让他看不见的，啊！可是上帝呢，满足了以利沙的这个渴慕，让他呢领受到这个双重的恩膏。所以我们看见呢，要领受上一代给我们的留下的这个恩膏呢，我们要跟着他们，紧紧的跟着的。你要服侍他们，你要懂得好像以利沙服侍以利亚这样。Okay, so you have to be a servant to the prophets or to the man of God. Serve him, stay close to him, so that the anointing will rub off into you. And also, we need to desire more. Even though we see how God used the last generation, we need to desire for God to use us in a greater way. 所以我们看到上帝使用上一代呢，可是我们要祷告说，神啊，你使用我们，在这新的一代里面更大的使用我们，让主耶稣基督你自己的旨意成就在我们的生命里面。我们来祷告。 Father, we thank you for your words. 父，我们感谢你的话语。We thank you that you are teaching us to know how to receive the anointing from our previous generation. 主啊，你在教导我们怎么样领受这个恩膏，从我们上一代这些仆人的身上。但愿我们懂得怎么样紧紧的跟随他们，服侍他们，使到我们在他们的身上领受到不单只是他们的恩膏，而是双重的这个恩膏从他们那里来。So we pray that we will not only receive the anointing that is upon them, but a double portion of the anointing that will come from them. We thank you, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.